Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. An American robot rover has landed on the planet Mars. That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
How special a scientific event is this?
Well, yes, Jimmy, that is some current events in the astronomy world. Perseverance, it was successful. The challenge is that Mars is about 11 light minutes away, and so you can't control it. It's on its own when it lands, but it turned out all right. I guess what's special is that this is the latest technology. That craft has over 20 cameras on board, and we'll take a good look at this near neighbor of ours, the planet Mars.
And because of the sophisticated equipment they have on this rover, I mean, it's going to mean more than any other rover that has basically landed on Mars before. Is that right?
Well, that's true. Although, keep in mind, Jimmy, that we've sent dozens of probes to Mars. In fact, combining with other countries, over 50. We've already taken a good look at Mars, studied it somewhat, but this will go further. This Perseverance is able to drill into the crust of Mars and eventually return samples, and there's a microphone. There's just some new features we haven't had before, so we'll learn more about that corner of God's creation.
Don, actually, what will the scientists be looking for? I understand they believe they may find evidence of life at some time, and they mention billions of years ago there on Mars. What's wrong with that statement?
Well, that's the assumption that life evolves, that life begins spontaneously, and if that did happen on the Earth, then why doesn't it help happen elsewhere? And so this search for life goes on, and as we know, after a whole lifetime of this space age, we don't have a shred of evidence of life anywhere else besides on Earth. They'll continue to look on Mars above the ground and below the ground surface, and so far we're coming up zero. Now, if we do find any kind of microbes on Mars, I would say that was God's plan, but that is doubtful. It looks more and more like we are unique, like life is on this planet Earth from pole to pole and everywhere, and it's very special in the universe.
Dr. Don DeYoung, an astronomer and scientist, explaining the scientific event of an American robot rover landing on Mars and the reason for this visit to the Red Planet. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Let me remind you of my conversation with Don about which planet was created to be inhabited. Isaiah 45:18 says, God formed earth to be inhabited by man. Psalm 115 verse 16 says that the heavens belong to God, the earth to man. Both heaven and earth display the glory of God. Psalm 19. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...